My name is Holy, Holy, Holy Lord. Oh, your name is Holy, Holy, Holy Lord. For your name is holy, 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 holy. Your name is holy, Lord. For your name is holy, 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 Lord. Arabo shenteli rabakanda. Glory to God. Your name is holy, Lord. Your name is holy, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, your name. Oh, holy. Oh, oh, holy. Holy, Lord. Oh, your name is holy. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, your name is holy. Oh, holy, holy, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Holy, oh, holy Lord. Your name is holy, 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 holy love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your name is. Let your will of your glory come over us. Let the light of your people. Oh, yes, Lord. And let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the way of your glory Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Here comes the glorious one. Let the way of your glory fall. Here comes the glorious one. Let the way of your glory fall. I enter the holy of holies. I enter the word of the Lamb. I enter to worship you, holy. I enter to worship, I am. I worship you,
Lord.
I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is glory. Holy, holy Lord. For your name is holy, your name is holy, holy Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's come into his presence this morning. Let's just worship, bring some praise to him this morning. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. In the womb of the morning, this morning, as such as a time as this. Let's praise him. Praise him. We started the room a little early. I just wanted to come in here and praise the Lord. Those who usually come into this room will be coming in a minute or two. But we just trust him that he will bless us this morning. We thank him that he will be with us this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just worship him. Let's praise him. Let's glorify him.
The Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. Just take a minute and soak in the presence of the Lord. Take a minute and praise the beauty of holiness this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you this morning, Lord. Your name is glorious. Your name is excellent. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I worship you, Lord, for you are wonderful. You got the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Lord, your name is
wonderful. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are holy. You got the whole world.
Come on in and worship him this morning. To come into his presence. Yeah. We can praise.
Thank you. Are you Lord God Almighty? What is a lie? What is a lie? You are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? What is a lie? What is a lie?
What is a lamb? You are holy, holy. Are you Lord
God
Almighty? What is a lamb? What is a lamb? You are
holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty?
Yes, Shandori Labaha Sandi.
What is a lamb?
Worthy, worthy, worthy.
What is a lamb? You are holy. Amen.
Holy.
Holy, 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 holy.
Are you Lord God?
God Almighty. What is a lamb?
You are worthy.
What is a lamb? You are holy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord.
That's the one word.
Hallelujah. Thank
That's
you.
That's the one word that they say.
Yes, he's worthy. He's worthy to
be holy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's
holy.
Worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah.
Holy.
Holy are you.
Glory to God. Enter into his courts with praise. Come into his presence.
Holy is your name.
Holy.
We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art.
Come on, somebody.
You are God.
Everyone that's
Almighty,
in here.
Almighty, I am miracles.
Praising in your own words.
We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow.
Yes.
And
worship bow before
you. Awesome God.
Thank you.
Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God and mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name.
Of your holy name.
Lord, we bow and worship you. Awesome God, awesome God. How great thou art.
Praise
you are God.
Almighty
are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy
name.
Lord, we bow.
Praise him this morning.
And what?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Enjoy this next music as we get ready. Oh, hallelujah. Please share the room. Share it to your hallway. Share it to your social media. Powerful room it's going to be this morning. I can feel it already. Glory to God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ah. share the room. Presence, Lord. Let me see your face, Lord, today. In the beauty of holiness, oh Lord, this morning. Take me into the holy place. There's only one word. Yes. There's only one word to describe. Only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. Oh, holy. That's the word in heaven. Holy. Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 Lord, Lord God of Almighty. In the beauty of holiness, in His presence, there's only one word that comes to mind. There's only one word to describe when His train fills the temple. There's only one word to describe. What is that word that comes to your mind this morning? In His presence.
That the Lord is good.
One word. Holy. Hallelujah. Holy. Glory to God. I'm going to ask you a question in a minute. Holy. Ah. Holy Lord. Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord, there is no one like you, oh. Holy, is no one like you. You are holy. There is no one like you, Lord. Holy, holy, yeah, Lord God Almighty, holy, holy Lord.
Holy, Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty.
Take us into the holy place even this morning, Lord. Lekerebo shatala hudi sambaya. Take us into the holy place, O Lord, all day long. Take me to that holy place. Wrap me in your arms this morning, Lord. Oh, yeah. Take me to that place. Take me to that place, Lord. Purify my heart, O Lord, this morning. Glory to God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Purify my heart, Lord. Let the flame of your heart become the flame of my heart, O Lord, this morning. Take me in, Lord. Take me in, take me in, take me in, take me in. Oh, one like you, you are holy. Holy, ah, no one like you. You are holy, 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 holy Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's enter in this morning. Do you feel him already this morning? Come on, somebody. Take me to the place. To the place where I can be with you this morning. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Take me to the place, oh Lord. To the secret place, oh Lord. Where I can be with you, where I can be more like you. Wrap me in your arms, wrap me in your arms, wrap me in your arms, O Lord. Take me to the place, O Lord. To the secret place, O Lord, where I can be with you, and you can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms, O Lord. Oh, Sheriba Kandala, Sheriba Korea. Oh, thank me, Lord. Take me to the place. Take me to the place, Lord. Take me to the holy place. Wrap me in your arms, oh God. I want to be more like you, Lord.
Take me to the place. Take me, Lord. To the place, Lord.
To your secret place. Ah, in the beauties of a holiness even this morning, Lord. Wrap me in your arms, oh God. Ah. There's only one word to describe. There's only one word that comes to mind. There's only one word comes to mind. Ah, I got to praise the Lord this morning. I got to praise him this morning. Somebody praise the Lord. Open your mic and praise him. You know, there is a word, that's a song in my heart this morning. I don't know if I can sing it because it's in my natural dialect. You know, some of you may not understand it, but I got to sing it this morning. I got to sing it this morning. Ah, And the song says, the Lord is the one that redefines glory. Oh, my God. He takes glory from glory to glory. He redefines what glory means. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you this morning. Ah, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, he said he's the king. Oh, that takes glory from glory to glory. Oh, yes. From glory to glory. There's only one word that comes to my mind this morning is the glory of the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, 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 oh,
Talo dabi re,
Jesus. Talo dabi re, alaga bara. Oba towe ogo, kari ogo, latinu ogo, zinu ogo, oba kiki sum.
Jesu ti ki re, talo dabi re o. Oh, Jesus, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful, glorious name.
The song says, who is like unto thee? The Lord God that never sleeps, he never slumbers. He's the one that redefines glory. What does glory mean to you? God redefines it. He emanates glory. He takes glory from glory to glory. Oh, Lord, we worship you this morning. Oh, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. His train filled the temple. Oh, I saw the cherubim, Isaiah said, going running to and fro and saying only one word. Only one word. Holy Lord. You are holy. You are holy, Lord.
God Almighty. Holy is the Lord. Blessed
you are holy, Lord. You are holy. Somebody worship him this morning. Somebody worship him this morning. Ooh, somebody praise him. Somebody worship him this morning.
We exalt you. We give you glory. Name, O God. Oh, we, your children, just lift you up, oh God, above every other name that is named this morning. We say you alone are God, oh Lord. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you for who you are, oh God. Lord God Almighty, we lift up your name, oh God. You are worthy, Lord. We thank you, Daddy, for all that you are to us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord.
What is that land that was slain? Oh Lord, you are worthy.
Oh, bless you. Are worthy. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the grace to see this day alive and well. We appreciate
you for the miracles sleeping and waking up. Lord,
oh,
I glorify
you, Jesus, for grace, for strength, for mercy, Lord. Thank you for mercy, Lord God.
Be thou
yes, Lord, we lift you up, O God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God in highest.
Thank you,
Jesus. great I am that I am. There's no one else. There's no one else except you. Only you I will worship. Only you I will worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We pray for Jesus. You are good,
Lord, the mighty
and your
God.
Mercy endures.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you,
Lord.
Another breaking of the day. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for
today. Sing a new song unto the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Real Masondia Macaca,
you
are the Yandare Masoya, Keria Mamatondia Salia de Re Macundia, Re Macundia Mataya, Re Macelia, Uria Macundia Masaya, Oria Mamma, let the way of the glory fall. Oh, let thy way of thy glory come over all. Here comes the glory. Glorious one, let the way of thy glory fall. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this morning. In the womb of the morning, the beauties of holiness surround us. Our hearts are filled with praise.
Amen.
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Our hearts, oh Lord, are filled with
yes,
worship
Lord.
Unto
Lord.
You this morning.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There is none like you, Lord. There's only one word that comes to mind. What is the word that comes to your mind this morning? There are so many superlatives that we can use to praise the Lord. We can say he is higher than the highest. That's because we don't have any grammar. We don't have grammar to describe him. So we can tell him that he's holier than, he's higher than the highest. He's greater than the greatest. But he's still even higher than that. No matter what word we can use to describe him, he's still greater than that. There is only one word comes to mind. There is only
one word to describe.
Oh, oh, holy Lord, I enter the Holy of Holies. Come on, enter with me this morning. I enter with the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to worship, I am. Oh, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Shape you, Lord, I worship you, for your name is holy, 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 Lord,
for your name is holy, 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 Lord.
I don't want to be in a hurry this morning, Lord. I just want to soak in the worship of the Lord. I enter with the holy of holies. Oh, I enter with the blood of the Lamb. I enter with the world.
Holy, I enter with the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you. Lord, I worship you, for your name is holy. Holy, holy, Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Yes. First, we said good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord. Come on, come here with me.
I know you came from heaven above. Oh, the Holy Spirit is on the throne. Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Jesus. Amen. It's always good.
Give you praise, oh God. We worship you.
Lord, we worship you.
Thank you, God.
We
bless you,
Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Jesus. We worship you, our God. We bow our knees before you. You are our Lord, our God, our Maker. We bow before you this morning. We thank you, Lord.
Give thank my adoration you. To
faithful
the
faithful and true, we worship you.
In the morning, I have promised. In the morning, I lift my adoration to the Lord. In the daytime, I have promised. In the morning, I lift my adoration to the Lord. In the daytime, I have promised. In the morning, I lift my adoration to the Lord. In the daytime, I promised. Oh, it's going to be a powerful session this morning. I have got a word from the Lord. And this word is burning, burning in my bones. And I cannot wait to release. But I want you to share the room. Invite somebody into the room. Be an evangelist this morning. Come on. Because I have got a word. It is burning. Well, let me state that. I don't have a word. The Lord has got a word for us this morning. Oh, and it is burning in my bones. You know, it's been shut up in my bones all night long. I couldn't sleep. And this word is shut up in my bones. I'm just waiting, you know, waiting. I couldn't sleep. The word is shut up in my bones. Glory to God. But God is going to release it this morning. So you got to share the room. You got to bring somebody else
click that share button, do the invite people, just invite everybody you see there, you know, maybe they'll come, you know, maybe they won't, but invite them anyhow. And if they come in here today and they are blessed, then you get a reward. That's right. You get a reward for bringing them in. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I feel good. Glory to God. Now, those of you who are on stage, take a few minutes. You know, feel free to release your mics. Before I start to preach, release your mic one more time and just bless the name of the Lord. Come on. Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just worship you, our God. We exalt you, our King, this morning. Daddy, we thank you for the grace to be another day anew. We thank you for everyone that has been able to show up on this room this morning. Lord, we don't take you for granted. We thank you. Yes, we bless you. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Daddy, for your love. I appreciate you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Your mercy upon our lives. Thank you, Father Lord, for your leading and your guidance upon our lives. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for this word that you are setting up with. Thank you for what is doing in our lives, Lord, mixed with faith in our lives, Father, that we can move on and go on in this life victoriously, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for yokes that you are breaking in our lives. We thank you because from glory to glory, Lord, you are changing us. Changing us to be like you, Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for everyone that will be here this morning. Who will not lose our blessings? Give us the ears to hear.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, some bands this morning. Huh. My goodness. Let's spoil the spoilers this morning. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to get right to it. But before I do, I'm going to, Paul, I hope you're ready to help me with these scriptures. I am going to tell you, you know, something that the Lord's been, it's been burning in my heart. You know, it's like just shut up in my bones, fire. Now, I feel like Jeremiah, you know, the word was a bone, you know, it said in my bones, you know, fire. Glory to God. I have been seeking the Lord and just trusting the name of the Lord, you know. And my goodness, I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. I am ready to go. I'm fired up. Listen to this. You know, the Lord said, is this not the fast that I have chosen? Glory to God. To loose the bands of wickedness. Glory to God. To undo the heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free and that ye break every yoke. Four things that the Spirit of God is going to do here this morning. Isaiah 58 and verse 6. There are four things that we're going to do here this morning. And for anyone that comes in this room, either directly during the room or listen later on to the replays, these four things we're going to lose. The bands of wickedness, we're going to undo some heavy burdens in here this morning. We're going to let the oppressed go free. We're going to break every yoke. And we start this story in the book of Zechariah. The title today is The Four Horns and the Four Carpenters. Four Horns and Four Carpenters. Zechariah chapter 1. And verse 18, then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. That's what he saw. Wow. And the angel that talked with me said, what are these? And he answered me and said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. I mean, they've had like a field day. You know, and as he was still considering the horns. The next thing we know, he saw
something else in his vision that the Lord showed him. First, I want to paint a picture in your mind. First, it was the horns that he saw. And when he saw the horns, he said, "What are these?" And then he was told what they were. These are, you know, the oppressors. These are the tormentors that are come to torment and to scatter, to just, you know, pummel, you know, down the people of God. And he said, well, you know, but that's not the end of the story. Then he looked again. The Lord showed me four carpenters. And he said, then I said, what come these to do? And he said, these four horns that I showed you earlier, they are the horns that have scattered Judah so that no man did lift up his head. They beat down on my people and everything like that. But these carpenters are come to fray them, to cast out these horns. My goodness. I'm going to be talking about these horns. I'm going to be talking about four things today. You know, four tactics of how the devil is beating down God's people. But then I'm going to talk about four anointings to break those things. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we talked about the bands of wickedness in Isaiah 58 and 6. We talked about the heavy burdens. And we talked about the oppressing spirits and numerous yokes. So let's dive right into it. I'm going to reveal something here this morning. You know, that this is how the devil works, to bring burdens upon people, heavy burdens, laden them with all kinds of things. You know, there is this story, and you all know this story, you know, but you may not have considered this part of the story. This story in Exodus chapter 5, you know, Moses appeared before Pharaoh, said, "Let the people go," and all that, you know. And so Pharaoh was angry. He was angry. He was very, very angry. So let's read what happened, the exchange that happened here between them in you know, what do you call it? Exodus chapter 5. Now, this whole story, I'm trying to not read it all, but maybe I'll read some part of it. You know, Exodus chapter 5, let me read from verses 5 to 9. Okay, so he said, Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens." What Jesus said, look, "Come unto me," Matthew 11 and 28, "and I will give you rest, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." So the enemy, which Pharaoh represents here, looks at the people and say, well, they have rest. You know, God, he used to give people rest. Bible says in the days of King Asa, God gave him rest on all sides, 15 years, and he had no wars. You know, in the days of Solomon, God gave him rest on all sides. You know, he got at rest with all his enemies. Now, David, his father, on the other hand, he was a man, he was a bloody man, man of war. But God gave Solomon rest. God gave Asa and some of these people, God gave them rest for many years, you know. And anytime that you have rest from your burdens, a devil is going to try to have something to say about that. So Pharaoh said, he commanded the same day the taskmasters, you know, and he said unto them, "Ye shall no more give these people, you know, straw to make brick as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. But the tail of the bricks, which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them, and ye shall not diminish aught," you know, "we shall not be with aught.
He said, but these people be idle. They be idle. Therefore, they are saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Read it this way. They have time on their hands. You know, so they want to go into the house of the Lord, you know, because they have time on their hands, you know. But let there be more work be laden upon the men. Let them labor therein so that they will not regard these vain words of saying, I'm going to go into the house of the Lord. Now, this has been the tactic, and this is still the tactic. When you are in business for yourself or whatever it is you are doing, they, you know, things will just pile up upon you. When you have, you know, work for somebody else, they'll give you schedules that will prevent you from coming to church. This is the same tactic. Let more work be laid in upon them. You know, sometimes you have attacks. You know, it'll be different things. Maybe a family member that is attacked, that is sick. There may be a loved one, maybe your child, maybe your spouse, maybe this and that. Let there be more burdens laid in upon them so that they won't have time to regard these vain words. We want to go and worship them. They're idle. They're idle. That's why they are saying, now, pile more stuff upon them. If you're, you know, even students, a pile more, you know, homework upon you, a pile more exams. You know, I'm saying it this way because other people may listen in, you know, later on. Pile more exams on you, pile everything on top of you. You know, that way you will not have time for the Lord. This is this old age tactic. You know, talking about what Pharaoh said in Exodus chapter 5, if you're just coming in. This is the tactic. Four horns. And the tactics that the devil uses to beat down on the people of God. Pummel them down and hold them down. I'm going to expose them this morning. And there will be four anointings also that God will bring to break the bands of wickedness. Glory to God. To lose the heavy burdens. Come against oppressing and oppressing spirits. Oppression and oppressing spirits. And to break numerous yokes here this morning. Glory to God. Oh, this word is shut up in my bones like a fire. You know, I got to calm down to release it. You know, but the enemy, that's what he does. Lading the people with more stuff. You know, just lading them with more stuff. So that they will not be able to have time, you know, to say, well, I'm going to go worship the Lord. You know, increase their burdens. Oh, you got bills to pay. Pile on more bills. You know, you guys, even when you're at rest, he'll find a way to raise his ugly head, you know. Bombard them with issues so that they won't be able to even pray. They won't have time to pray. Don't have time to say, I'm going to go worship the Lord. Because that's the idol. You know, give them more stuff to do. We expose that in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. There is an anointing for that that breaks the yoke. There is an anointing for that that breaks the yoke. That particular yoke, the anointing... the anointing of God breaks the yoke. I want you to consider what Jesus said, you know, in Matthew 11 and verse 28. Let's consider what he said there. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Glory to God. I will give you rest. Take my yoke. In other words, trade your yoke for mine. You know, the yoke that the enemy puts on people so that they be bound down. They can't even stand up straight. They'll be bowed down and put heavy burdens upon their backs. So they are bowed down, laden them with all kinds of yokes, you know, to make sure the whole goal is to make sure that they are tied up in all these things. Make sure you are tied up
You don't have time for the Lord because of all these other things, you know, that the enemy pile on. But Jesus has an answer for that. You know, I will give you rest. You shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Glory to God. Let that soak in for a minute. Let it soak in for a minute. Because everything that the Lord wants to do, you know, in your life, He's got great things planned for you. But the enemy has, you know, ways that he's going to come against those things. So those are what we're talking about today. We're going to step by step expose each one of these tactics. That's the first one this morning. You know, that's the first one. There are many other tactics. Along with that one also, you know, the Bible says in Psalm 127 and verse 2, you know, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, only to eat the bread of sorrows, or the bread of afflictions. You got to work two jobs, three jobs, four jobs. You got to get up early. You got to rush to work. Don't have time for the Lord. You know, on all of these things, look, God is going to give you rest. He's going to give you sleep. Glory to God. You know, the Lord is the one that does it. That's Psalm 127 and verse 2. It is vain, you know, but, you know, that's what, you know, that's what the enemy wants to do. Pile more things on us. You know, I got to work in the night. I got to work in the morning. I got to work in the afternoon. I got to make three jobs in order to make ends meet. I got to do this. I got to do that. Well, the underlying goal is so that you may not have time to worship the Lord. But what is the antidote for that? Well, Isaiah 61 and verse 1. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I can literally quote that scripture this morning. I can literally quote it. Because this fire has been shut up in my bones. Been waiting to release it in this room this morning. You know, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For the Lord God has anointed me to preach good news to you today. That there is rest for the weary. Hallelujah. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted this morning. I proclaim liberty to the captives. The opening of prison for them that are bound. We're going to break some yokes here this morning. We're going to lose in some of those burdens this morning. That's right. You know, so, you know, let's take a look at some of the other things that the Lord, you know, will tell us here this morning. Remember, we read Isaiah 58 verse 6. You know, we're going to do, you know, loosening of the bands of the wickedness, undoing the heavy burdens, releasing oppression and, you know, getting rid of oppressing spirits and breaking every yoke, numerous yokes. And we're going to talk about different kinds of yokes here this morning. Different kinds of yokes. In the book of Luke, you know, the message today, don't forget, there are four tactics that the enemy brings to pummel the people down. You know, those tactics are in Isaiah 58, 6. It's revealed in there because we have to come against those tactics. So you read it like that. There are four horns that stand up against the people of God. That's what we're reading today in Zechariah chapter 1. You know, to pummel the people of God down. So that's what we're doing. And let's read a story here. Let's just read a quick thing here. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 21. You know, this is what Jesus says.
when a strong man is an armed man, he keeps his palace. You know, all his goods are in peace. You know, so we will be spoiling the spoilers this morning. So this spoiler is actually a mighty man. He's a strong man. But he keeps everything. But when he is stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, you know, so, and that's exactly what the Lord has already done. The enemy thought he had us right where he wanted us, but the Lord came in and he broke every chain. He broke the bands of wickedness. And he dealt with all the oppression and the oppressing spirits. And he gives us power today to do the same. When he's stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he will take from him all his armor in which he trusted. And he will divide his spoils. You know, so that's what we're doing this morning. Isaiah 49 and verse 25. You know, this enemy is not going to give it up easily, but you have to be stronger than him to cause the shift. You know, there is a shift that is happening even now. And the shift is, you know, a turning of the tables, if you will. The one who was the oppressor or the captor before now becomes the captive, because we are now taking captivity captive. Hallelujah. You know, Isaiah 49 and verse 25. It shows how the Lord does it. You know, even when the enemy thinks, well, I am strong, I've got you where I want you and all of that. The Lord says, look, normally speaking, the captives of the mighty are not given up easily, just like we read in Luke chapter 11. But the Lord said, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken from him. The prey of the terrible shall be delivered. That's right. And I will contend with him that contended with thee. And I will save thy children. Hallelujah. You know, loosening the heavy burdens. Let's look at one way how the Lord, I already showed you how the devil brings those heavy burdens. And I already showed the invitation of Christ to come unto him to loose the burdens for us. Let me give you other scriptures to show us how, you know, we're going to loose those burdens. Isaiah chapter 14. Let's read verses 24 and 25. See how we're going to lose those burdens in here this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have proposed, so it shall stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains I will tread him underfoot. Glory to God. Then shall his yoke depart from off you, off of your shoulders. His burden shall be taken off of you. Glory to God. God, you know, these burdens, you know, you say, how is the Lord going to do it? You know, don't worry how he's going to do it. He's going to do it. But I'll tell you how he's going to do it. You know, one, it's what we are saying. He has a way to transition you from a state of no rest to a state of rest. That's exactly right. You know, and he will do it too. You know, and the shift is coming in your situation and your circumstances. If you are in this room or you are listening to this, a shift is coming. The things that burdened you down and made you to where you will not have time. There's a shift coming this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's talk about setting the captives free. We talked about that already in Isaiah 49, 25. Let's look now at Isaiah 54 and verse 14. You know, now we're covering, let's keep this in mind, we're covering four horns, four horns that come to free, I mean, that you know, come to scatter the people of God, to pummel them, to beat them down, and so forth. Then we're also talking about four carpenters, four anointings that the Lord brings to destroy these things. Glory to God. So, Isaiah, you know, chapter 54 and verse 11. Listen to these comfortable and comforting words. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted. My goodness. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. Oh, the beauty is coming, folks. Beauty is coming. All that stress and everything like that, God's going to turn it around. You know, Psalm 107. Glory to God. Verses 15 and 16. And there's a song we sing with that. You know, it talks about, you know, that the Lord has broken. He has broken the gates of brass. He has cut in sunder, you know, the bars of iron. But listen to how this man lamented, because I mean, he knew the great things that God has done, but people were not praising the Lord enough. And he said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his mercies and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. He's done it too. Glory to God. Ah. My goodness. Listen to Psalm 9, verse 9. Psalm 9 and verse 9. This morning, I'm giving you these scriptures of how the Lord, the anointings that the Lord is going to bring, you know, to the oppressed. Now we are talking about oppression. Oppressing spirits. We have talked about heavy burdens, you know, heavy burdens. We've talked about bands of wickedness. I'm talking about oppressing spirits now. The Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed. In Psalm 9 and verse 9, he will be a refuge even in the times of trouble. You know, and we're going to be talking about even yokes that the Lord is going to break. I'm going to talk about some different kinds of yokes here this morning in a little bit. You know, when we get there, these are the four horns that pummel down the people of God. Bands of wickedness. Remember, scripture says in Isaiah 52 and verse 2, loose yourself from the bands around your neck. So that bands of wickedness. Remember, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we're fighting against. You know, when everything is at rest, everything is looking good, the seraphims, they are going back and forth and say, the earth is at rest, all is well with your daughter, all is well with your son. They go and give report to the Lord that all is well. The devil hears it. He eavesdrops. When he's eavesdropping, he say, all is well. No. You know, I'm going to lay in upon them more trouble. I'm going to lay in upon them more problems. I'm going to lay it upon them more work so that they won't have time to praise the Lord. And when I do, they are going to not have praise in their mouth. Did the same tactic to Job. He said, look, you know, you've given him rest on every side. Why will he not praise you? I mean, look at him. I mean, he's flourishing. He has rest. He has no troubles whatsoever. You know. That's why he's praising you. That's why you think he's an upright man. But I tell you what, you know, let me put my hand forth now and deal with him and bombard him with problems, you know, on every side. And I guarantee you, he won't be the same person like you thought he was. These are the same tactics that the devil is still using today. When he sees that all is at rest for you, he said, no, 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 no. They, you know, they have too much time on their hands. They're going to praise the Lord and everything. They're going to have time to worship. They're going to have time to do things for the Lord. You know, I got to pile on some stuff and make them not be able to do that. You know, so he's still doing that even till today. You know, but there's coming a shift. There's a shift here this morning that we are presenting in the name of the Lord. A shift this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me read to you Isaiah chapter 51. Oh, verses 11 through about, you know, 13 or 14 or whatever. I'll just start at verse 11. Isaiah 51. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord, there's a song we sing about that too, shall return and come with singing unto Zion. An everlasting joy. Yeah, that's a shift. Everlasting joy shall be on their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. You know, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. There's a shift that is coming. I, even I, saith the Lord, am he that comforted you. And who art thou that thou should be afraid of Pharaoh? And I said, I will lay in much stuff upon you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy God that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor? Talking about oppressing spirits now. As if you were ready to devour. And the Lord said, where is the fury of the oppressor? I am spoiling the spoiler this morning for you. I'm taking away that fury of the oppressor. Oh, glory to God. Captive exiles hastening that he might be loosed and that he should not die in the pit. You'll be loosed this morning. Oh, yeah. Problems will not overwhelm you this morning in the name of Jesus. Your bread should not fail this morning. But I am the Lord God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is my name. You know, he said, look, I have put my words in your mouth. And it was even in my bones all night long. There was fire in my bones. Couldn't wait to get here. I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand. That's you. The reason the Lord does these things is inside this verse. I'm going to read this verse to you slowly. You know, listen to this. I have put my words in your mouth. And I've covered you in the shadow of my hand. This is Isaiah 51 and verse 16. That I may plant the heavens. I mean, he's doing all of that in order to secure the heavens. I mean, that's how powerful you are. But you don't know it yet. That I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, you know, and say to Zion, you are my people. You know, I mean, God wants to brag about you. That's right. Just like he bragged about Job. He wants to brag about you. The enemy will try to do this and that. But thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. You know, so as we go through this, let's begin to see the things that the Lord will be doing for us. Here are some yokes. You know, that the Lord wants to break. I'm going to get to them in a minute, but first let me read Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13. The Lord must break these yokes. There must be a shift. The shift comes in the understanding. When you begin to understand, and God is exposing these horns as it is this day, and you begin to understand the anointings, the various anointings that the Lord has brought to set you free. Leviticus 26:13 is so powerful. God doesn't want you to be burdened and bent over because of overmuch problems.
I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. God doesn't want you to be bondmen to anybody. And I have broken the bands of your yoke so that you may go upright. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when they put those yokes upon their necks, have you seen, you know, just imagine it, how they yoke oxen. They are actually yoking people together like that. Put them in the place of oxen, put this heavy yoke upon them to drag all those things from the fields. You know, human beings like cattle, you know, and they are heavy, they are tired. And even when they are tired, they beat them. You know, this is what the Egyptians were doing today. Tired or not, you got to drag those things, you know, and it comes to pass that, you know, because of these heavy burdens, these people cannot even stand straight anymore. Their backs are broken. They are bent over. They're bondmen all their lives. For many, many years, their generations. Oh, wow. Generations and generations and generations. 430 years almost. You know, but finally, you know, finally, the Lord, he said, look, it is time. It's a shift now. I have broken the bands of your yoke. And somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. And I will make you go upright. I'm going to undo the heavy burdens, saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. It is a special anointing that God brings to break these yokes. The yoke shall be broken from off your neck, he said. And it shall happen because of the anointing. You know, it shall come to pass in that day. I love it when the Lord said it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass in that day such as this, that the burden of Pharaoh, the burden of the Assyria, the burden of the devil that he has put upon your shoulder to laden you down, to pommel you down, the burden of these four horns that they use to torment the people and pummel them down, the burden shall be broken off thy shoulder. And the yoke of the devil shall be broken off thy neck. Hallelujah. And his yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4. Isaiah had a lot of powerful promises. Isaiah 9, chapter 4. The Lord, he said, has broken the yoke of the Assyrians' burden. He has broken the yoke of the burden of the devil. And he has broken the staff, you know, the rod of the oppressor. The Lord has broken it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, let me talk about some yokes this morning. There are many kinds of yokes. Sickness is a yoke. I've already talked about your job being a yoke. Give them more labor. Even you're in your business, make things happen. The employees don't show up, so you have to pick up the slack, you know, and you won't have time, you know, you can't sleep, you know, do all these things and so forth. You know, just laden them with stuff. Somebody was telling me yesterday, you know, said, you know, I noticed they were tired. I said, oh, what, you know. And he said, well, you know, every one of those employees, one of them was sick. One said that somebody died. Another one was an accident and this and that and that. And so all kinds of things. And then all of a sudden, they have to step in. And then the next thing you know, they don't have time to rest or do anything. You know, coming against you, come against you from so many different ways. He has a way to do that. Sickness. Or sicknesses, I should say. Because he has different ways to bring that in. The enemy does. Diseases. You know. Pain in your body. And all these things. Wow. And the devil has a way. You know, these are, you know, yokes that need to be broken. Look, I shouldn't be having sickness and disease in my body. You know, because the Lord gave us some promises for that. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 16. You know, the Lord said, look, if you will hearken to my voice, hearken to my words and so forth, you know, diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord and do that which is right in his sight. As Exodus 15 and 26. He said, and if you give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, there's also four things there that you must do. These are like the four anointings that breaks every yoke. You must hearken diligently to his voice. That's number one. You must do which is right in his sight. That's number two. You must give ear to his commandments. That's number three. And you must keep all his statutes. That's number four. If you do those things, then I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healed thee. So we see that those sicknesses and diseases, you know, they are yokes that need to be broken. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15. You know, it said, the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. That's right. Will take away from thee all sickness. And he will not put any of these evil diseases upon you from Egypt that you know about. You know, but he will lay them, oh my goodness, you know, he will lay them upon them that hate you. Now, that's not a good place to be if you hate a child of God. And the Lord, Deuteronomy 7 and 15, will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but he will lay them upon all them that hate you. Oh, wow. We don't even want that for them. Because, you know, that's a bad place. It's a bad place to be. Bad place to be. You know, but the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. Glory to God. There's a shift coming, you know. And this shift, Jesus already prepared for it. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. He says, you know, all of our burdens, all of the things that we could ever encounter. It was already prophesied that Christ was going to take care of it. He took care of it all. Glory to God. He has borne our griefs. He said, surely he has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows. Yeah, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me do a quick recap of what we're dealing in this morning, and then I'm going to go into declarations. Today we are talking about four horns and four carpenters. The text for today is Zechariah 1:18-21. When he saw those four horns that came to torment the people, scatter them. And then again, God showed him four carpenters that will beat those horns down and fray them, so that they won't be able to have power over God's people. So we started to talk about these four elements, you know, and it is revealed, those things are revealed in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. There's a secret in there, you know, even though he was talking about fasting, but the secret is there of these four things that must be dealt with. He said to loose the bands of wickedness. So the number one thing is the bands of wickedness. Number two thing is the heavy burdens. Number three is oppression and oppressing spirits. And number four is numerous kinds of yokes. Those are the four horns that come to torment the people. And God gives various anointings for each one of those, to break those things, to set the captives free,
to bring to pass a shift in your situation. And behold, saith the Lord, ye shall take root downward, and you shall bear fruit upward. Even, that's right, even in my house, so that you may worship me, saith the Lord. You will take root downward. You will bear fruit upward, even in the house of the Lord. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of my God. Now, I'm going to declare some things, and I want you to declare some things as well. I want to come against these tactics of the enemy. The first one that I want to come against this morning is the laden them with more work. Laden them with more burdens that we read in Exodus 5, verses 5 to 9. This was a tactic that Pharaoh used. Same tactic still being used till today. You know, same tactic that, you know, Satan used against Job. When everything is at rest in your life, then you have time to praise the Lord and to enjoy the beauty of God. But devil said, look, let me put problems upon him. You know, and the one that's even more subtle is, let me give them more work to do. You know, you got to take up more hours at work. You got to work a second job. You got to work a third job. You got to do all these things. You know, just, you know, they're going to put you, they'll put you in a shift. You know, there's some people work shifts. They'll never give you the shift that will allow you to go to church. they take those away from you. Lading them with all kinds of things so that they won't have time to worship. So these people are idle. They're idle. That's why they say we're going to worship the Lord. Let there be more burdens, more work given to them, laden upon them so that they won't have time to say we're going to worship the Lord. But they're idle. That's a tactic. We're exposing that this morning. Exposing the various ways of oppression. You know, the bands of wickedness. Remember, the Bible says that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4. You know, we are, you know, there are, you know, some wickedness out there that we are dealing with, right? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds. We have this power. In Ephesians chapter 6, it also tells us that, you know, we're not wrestling against Ephesians chapter 6, starting from verse 10, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might, and so forth. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We have power. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but we have power. But if you read again some of the tactics of the enemy, some of the horns that the enemy brings in Ephesians chapter 6, you see there, you know, the horns that he brings, you know, it's called principalities. It's called powers. It's called rulers of the darkness of this world. And it's called spiritual wickedness in high places. Again, four things. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But what are these powers, these horns that we're wrestling against? They are principalities, that's number one. And whereas other powers, that's number two. The rulers of the darkness of this world, number three. And spiritual wickedness. Those spiritual wickedness, they are responsible for accidents. They're responsible for various kinds of things. And everything is going smooth. All of a sudden, boom, you know, like that. You know, so we need a full armor of God. We must break every yoke. We must set the captives free. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. There's consuming fire power from God. This is a prayer fire room. And we must use the power of God. Also, wisdom. You know, because wisdom is justified in her children. Wisdom to escape some of these traps that the enemy sets. But I want to pray a shift here this morning. In the name of Jesus, I want to pray a shift. There is a shift this morning. There is a shift. Hallelujah. A shift from, you know, and God said it very plainly. The one we read in Leviticus 26 and 13. That's the shift that God is promising today. You know, he said, look, I don't want you to be bondmen. I don't want you to be bent over. I want you to go upright. All the burdens that bend you over, I'm going to break that. There'll be a shift. How does it get broken? The anointing is what breaks the yoke. You know, that's my presentation this morning, but now I'm going to declare, glory to God. I want to declare liberty for the sons of God. I want to declare liberty for you this morning. That's our prayer. And it's not just me. This is a prayer room after all. We're all going to pray. Remember, Isaiah 52 and 2, I cannot say that enough. You loose the bands from around your neck. You know, sometimes God will give you a little help, but you can do it too. You know, so we're going to pray this morning against this, you know, tactics that the enemy is using. Sickness in the family. Overmuch work on your job, in your business, and things like that. Problems all the way around. Every time you have rest, the enemy say no. If I have rest, everything is going for good for them, then they will be praising the Lord. So let me come in there, stir up some things, put some trouble. And if he can't get you directly, then he'll get somebody else close to you. And one way or the other, you're affected, you know. And one way or the other, it seeps, you know, it saps your joy. It seeps your time to worship the Lord. Spending all this time dealing with issues. You know, one issue comes up, you know, you have to deal with that. As soon as that finish, another issue come up. But because those are the tactics of the devil, lading them with more burdens, so they won't have time. You know, but we're going to pray here this morning. There is an anointing that God gives for each one of these yokes. They are called four carpenters. The anointings of God to break every one of these things. You know, and first, we're going to bind the forces of the mighty man that has his palace, you know, and has his goods. We're going to use Isaiah 49 and verse 25 to come against this strong man that is revealed in Luke chapter 11. In Luke chapter 11, in verse 21, he sits pretty. He says, like, I got my captives, you know, and I got them where I want them. I put a lot of burden upon them, yokes upon them, you know, tie their ankles, tie their hands, and make sure they can't do anything. But when a stronger than he comes upon him, Isaiah 49, 25 says, you know, his captives shall be set free. Glory to God. So let's go into prayers. Those of you who are on stage with me right now, and if anybody else is in the listening lounge, come to the stage and let's pray together, because this is warfare, folks. Hallelujah. It's warfare here this morning. There's coming a shift, and we have to pray the shift through. I've already given you the word of God, exposing the tactics. But now it is a time of declaration. It is a time for you to open your mouth and begin to pray against these things. And all the burdens that the devil is bringing against you, now you can see it's all designed to make sure that you don't have time for the Lord. But we must break every yoke. We must break every chain. So let's begin to pray. Come on, somebody. Open your mind and begin to pray.
need to pray for yourself, for your family, you need to pray for your situation. There is a situation around you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You must be delivered even on today in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The Lord must set you free. Hallelujah. Ransom of the Lord that you are. You must return today. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I break every yoke. I break every yoke today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we break every chain today, Lord. We change the yokes that the enemy have put upon the children of God, that we will not thrive.
You will repent seven times. You shall get me out of Kashida. I take back God's view. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every yoke. We're going to break
I rebuke you this error.
I come against the spirit of sickness in your family.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Break every chain.
Every oppression.
Every
yoke. I shall
be.
In the name of Jesus,
I come against the spirit of this business. In the name of Jesus,
I
break every chain here this morning.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, people that will stand up and will not put their necks under bondage again. Glory to God.
Lord, I ask for that liberation this morning.
Glory to God. I have
power by the force
that is in the fruit of God.
Lord, we look
that you may glory in the court of my holiness.
Break the chains.
Yes, I hear the change. I hear the chains falling. The chains are breaking.
By fire in the spirit realm, in the name of anything that's We go to the root at the root in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon the
Lord.
Divine intervention, divine healing in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You will not have time for the Lord. Have you identified those times? Those prayer points. We praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I want to speak for a minute. So let's be quiet for a minute. Thank you. I have some prayer requests here I want to raise that are in the chat room, and we're going to pray together. I'm inviting people to put their prayer points here, and we're going to pray together as a group and a body of Christ today. I'm going to pray. Here's what Sister Pearl wrote. My prayer request is for God to give me the strength to study for an exam and a certificate in a new industry for me. The position will give me more margin in my life, you know, for the, you know, time that he needs for reflection and worship. Oh, that goes right along with this topic this morning, you know. So, you know, everybody, please pay attention to that prayer request. We're going to take that now. We're turning this now into a prayer request time. One by one, people will bring their requests and we will pray together over them. You know, so you please write your prayer requests in the chat room. We're going to pray. Or if you're already on stage, then we'll give you opportunity later to just say the prayer request into the room. And we're going to pray together. So the first one here, hallelujah. She said, look, I have just been tired. I pray for supernatural strength. You know, yeah. But those are the tactics to keep you, make you tired, laden you with all these things, you know, so that you just be tired. But come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Glory to God. So we're going to pray together for Sister Pearl this morning. Keep those prayer requests coming. Put them in the prayer and the chat room. We're going to pray over every single one of those requests today. This will be corporate prayer. And you came into this room today. God is going to meet you at the point of this prayer that you put here today. You know, it's like a letter. Spread it before the Lord. When he wants you to spread it, and we come together in agreement, the Bible says that when two of you shall agree as touching anything, Matthew 18 and 19, that I will do it. Glory to God. So we're going to pray. First, we're going to take Sister Pearl's prayer point this morning. An exam that she needs to study and take, you know, to help her. And I want to release first, before we pray, the word of the Lord to you, Pearl. You know, I've been in situations like that. You know, maybe you tried and you didn't make it. Maybe you tried again, but you didn't make it. But there's coming a shift because of the prayer that will be prayed for you in this room today. And I will be specifically praying Job 32 and verse 8 for you today, that God will put in your spirit an inspiration that will give you understanding. You'll be able to understand those difficult questions. You know, he will give you understanding this morning. Glory to God. I want those of us who are on stage, open your mic and let's begin to pray for Sister Pearl. You know, you've heard the request. So pray for a few minutes and then I will round up. I'll call somebody to round up. Just pray. Pray for her. You heard the request. Pray for her. This thing will give a shift in her life. You know, if she gets this opportunity, pass it to the exam, you open up other opportunities for her. To reduce, you know, the burden and all the other struggles. So this is important for her. So let's pray for her this morning. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. I pray for you. I'm opening in the name of Jesus.
He says, I am
the promise of repentance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray there is a covering, dear Lord God. I pray that you give her wisdom, she partners with the Holy Spirit, and there is an interceding of her life in the name of Jesus. That you give her the zeal and the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, you never gave us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to be stirring in her right now, dear Lord Jesus. Every pain, every worry, everything needs to be lifted in the name of Jesus. Let it be light for her, Lord. You said, not that my might or my power, but that of the Holy Spirit. I declare and decree a covering over her life in the name of Jesus, that there is a lifting, hallelujah. There's a lift. Yeah, Lord God, because you're the Almighty, you're the one that does the miracle working power, dear Lord God. You're the one that helps us to study, dear Lord Jesus. You're the one that helps us to walk every morning, to talk every morning, to see, Lord. I pray that as she goes into the examination, the eyes of fire are with her in the name of Jesus, that you impart with her the wisdom that is needed. Thank you for the knowledge and the understanding in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Pray that when she's with you and she's wondering how this is, that she knows as she goes forth with the authority of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit be with her, dear Lord God. When she prays and she's back and she gives you the praise and worship, give her a boldness and a courage, dear Lord, that nobody else is. You are our strength in the name of Jesus. You are our confidence in the name of Jesus. Let her be confident in all that you will do for her in this life. In the name of Jesus, let there be an opening, a doorway, a shift in every gate, every door. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
We break envy, Lord, down in the name of Jesus. We break it down. Hallelujah. Every name, everything that has been trying to block her in the name of Jesus, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Almighty God, we give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Let there be a shifting. There is a shifting, a stirring in the spirit. Any form of snake, any pythonic demon, anything that's trying to choke her is released and burnt by fire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any demon from hell will not overcome her, dear Lord God. She is a conqueror. She is a conqueror with a new clothing. I thank you for the clothing, the way you will dress her, dear Lord God. As a queen, oh gosh, as a joint heir, dear Lord God. Let her walk with your power, with your grace, with your humility, with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we come against anything, dear Lord God. Any word curses, any witches, any hexes, any chanting, any wizards, any demonic forces that have tried to come up, anything, dear Lord God, we break it in the name of Jesus by the fire of the one who sits on the throne. Oh gosh, who is King of Kings, who is Lord of Lords. I thank you for the opening. I thank you for the time, the redemption of time, dear Lord God, in her life, for her to do the will of God, for her to excel in the purposes that she needs, dear Lord God. That she comes to you in all that she needs. I pray, dear Lord God, that you hear my prayer. You bow your ear in the name of Jesus. Bow thine ear, Father, and hear my prayer for Sister Pearl right now. And I declare and decree a movement, dear Lord God, that your ministering angels will be there for her right there in the middle of her exam. That even when she's having a moment in the day or if there's any nasty breakdown, any spirits of anxiety, we break down any spirits of nervousness. We break down any spirits of doubt. We break down any spirits of unsurety, because she can be certain in you. There is an assurity in the word of God. There is an assurity that your word will not return back void. She's your daughter in the name of Jesus. I plead, dear Lord God, and in fact, not even just for pleading, we invoke you by the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, that we are not moving into mercy, we are moving into what is ordained for her life. Every covenant that you have agreed, every blessing will be poured down from the heavens in the name of Jesus. It will be poured down, dear Lord God. Every blessing, every understanding, every and a flow of abundance over her life right now, dear Lord Jesus. Let her come to the feet of Jesus, and let her come to your feet, dear Lord God, and know that it is done. You have overcome in the blood of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood. And she will come and speak. She will speak with the authority. And know that you have done this for her life. We give and thank you for your praise and your mercy in Jesus' mighty name. We declare it and we seal this prayer with a hedge of protection, with a wall of fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
I want to give just a little bit of instruction as we go through the next prayers, because we want to take everyone's prayers. So here's what we're going to do. We'll pray just for about 2 minutes, and then we'll round up the prayer. When you start to hear my voice saying, you know, let everybody say amen, then we'll, you know, just quieting down. And then one person will lead us in prayer. And I'll just call, I'll go around the room. I'll call one person to lead the prayer, and we'll take the points that the person is asking for, and we will put them before the Lord, and everybody will say amen. So first, we'll open our mics and we all pray, and then I'll quiet everybody down in about 2 minutes. And then I'll ask one person to raise their voice, and then the rest of us will just come in agreement. You know, so Sister Pearl, you know, people have prayed for you. We have, you know, put you in the hands of the Lord to give you the desires of your heart that you put down here, that God will give you the grace, this study that you need to do. He will give you understanding. This exam that you need to do, you know, that looks to you like a mountain that cannot be, you know, I mean, just looks like an insurmountable mountain, but it is not, because the Lord of the mountain has pulled back the veil. And this month you begin to see the tops of the mountains. It is within reach. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Buki, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
Take Sister Pearl's prayer and then pray over it. And after that, I'm going to go to the next prayer point that I see in the chat room. Thank you.
Precious Jesus, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for another wonderful opportunity in your presence. We thank you for the opening of our eyes to see and our hearts to receive your word this day. Father, blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your daughter, Pearl. Father, we present her request before you. We know, Lord, that before she even spoke, you knew every desire, even the unspoken desires in your daughter's heart. Lord, we pray, Lord, for her concerning her body, her spirit, her soul. Father, this weariness in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we ask that it be removed. Lord, we ask that to give her grace and strength in her inner man and in her body. We ask, O God Almighty, that you give her time of rest, that she will receive strength physically, spiritually, in every form, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, concerning this exam. She's laid it before you, Lord. And Lord, you are the God of wisdom. You say, he that lacketh wisdom shall ask you, Lord. Therefore, Lord, we ask that you give her good success, the grace to move forward and to apply and to do all she needs to do for this exam that you grant unto your daughter in Jesus' name. And we know already that you have granted her good success because you are God that takes pleasure in the prosperity of your people.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God Almighty, because you have given her good success already. Because we have asked, you said when we ask, we should believe that we have received those things that we asked for. We believe this morning that you have given your daughter good success in this exam in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. This month, this 10th month, thank you for your favors upon this, your daughter, Lord, in every way and on every side. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you will lift her up. Even as she has asked, oh God, that this job will give her open doors. We ask for open doors in the name of Jesus. Jobs that will free her from every form of oppression in the name of Jesus. The grace to serve you freely. We ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, beyond that which she has asked, because your word says you are able to do exceedingly above that which we can ask or even think. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for her. Thank you for all the unspoken requests in her heart. Thank you because you have heard them all and you have answered because we have prayed in the mighty name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, because the testimonies shall follow of how she overcame in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. We give you praise. We thank you for doing it, oh God, for we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Julia, for that. Thank you, everyone, for praying so powerfully for Sister Pearl. And look, when you were handling this alone, it was difficult because your hands were weary. It's like Moses. It was on that mount. The battle, you know, was being lost because his hands were weary. And that's when his hands went down. You know, as long as his hands were up, they were winning. But when his hands went down, they were losing. So, you know, a couple of lieutenants had to come, Aaron and her. And they had to come hold him. And you've got people holding you up here this morning. It's different now, you know, because you made bold to declare your prayer in this room. And it's different than when you were carrying that burden alone. You got prayer support today. and the Lord is going to give you the victory. Hallelujah. Just stand back and look. I'll tell you something the Lord showed me in the spirit a long time ago. I was standing underneath this mountain, you know, and it's like, you really can't see the top of the mountain, you know, because of the, you know, elevation is too sharp, you know. And then I was directed to stand back and take another look. And, you know, beneath that mountain, I looked like I was, you know, just a tiny thing because the mountain was too big, you know, and I tried to even see the top of my, I can't, because when you're standing right at the, you know, bottom of the thing of a, you know, 25-story building, and you're standing right against the wall, you may not be able to see the top of the building, you know, because the elevation is too sharp for your neck. But when you stand back several feet and then you can see the top, my goodness. And when I stood back several feet and I could see the top of this mountain that was so mountainous to me, guess what I saw? I saw this colossal figure that stood above that mountain and completely dwarfed the mountain. And that was the Lord. Oh my goodness. And the mountain that looked so big, you know, that I was even scared. I couldn't even see the top of it. Well, Genesis 8 and verse 5 says, you know, beginning this month, you begin to see the tops of those mountains. And but when you stand back to see the salvation of the Lord, you will see the Lord of the mountain dwarfing that mountain completely. You know, I say, wow, you know, this thing was the figure that was stood astride, you know, that mountain was so huge that compared to that colossal figure, that mountain became nothing. Just looked so small. Glory to God. That's your victory this morning, Pearl. Run with it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me turn my attention to the other prayer, another prayer point that we have here from Samantha. Glory to God. And Samantha says, you know, she needs a miracle for her son. Achilles tendons, strengthening and lengthening. My goodness, that's a miracle prayer. Samantha, if you're still here, yeah, I see you're still here. We're going to pray for that right now. You know, first I want to tell you some things, you know, that will help you, you know. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 17. Bible says that they brought to Jesus all manner of sickness and diseases, and he healed them all, that it might be fulfilled, you know, that which was written in the scriptures concerning him. Isaiah 53. How that, you know, he took our sicknesses and our diseases. You know, that's, you know, God can do anything, you know. I remember once, you know, I have seen a complete cripple, you know, not just bones being broken, a complete cripple that were on their hands and knees that couldn't stand up. I have seen that through the power of God healed. You know, so I believe that Jesus, through the prayers of the saints, will heal your son. And whatever you need to do, you do. You know, but the Lord is going to give you the victory through the prayers of the saints here this morning. Praise the Lord. You know, so Matthew chapter 8, let me read it to you, verse 16. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils and all that. And he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet himself, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He healed them all the time. So we're going to pray. I want people to, for about 2 minutes, everybody, just open your mic and begin to.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Because healing is the children's bread, oh God. Glory to God. And I would ask, oh God, that you help this young man, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
This burning pain and the healing and
faith
The power of the Lord is present to heal. In the name of Jesus, the power of the Lord is present.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. The power of the Lord is present to you. The power of the Lord is present to you. In the name of Jesus, the power of the Lord is present to you. In the name of Jesus, you are the comforter, dear Lord God, and by the power of Jesus Christ, by the power and authority of the Holy Spirit within me, we declare healing, we declare a lifting of a heavy weight off her heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Overwhelming heart lifted, Lord. Let her have a heart that beats, that is light for you. That as she brings her son here, dear Lord God, she knows her belief is strengthened and you come and you miracle work on his body right now. Amen. We just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Manta, can you write your son's name in the chat room? I'm going to pray over him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Just write his name. All we need is the first name. Just write his first name. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. So you see that. Okay. So that's his name. So we're going to pray over him. The prayer of healing today. Now, before we do, I want to read just one scripture here. You know, Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, such as this, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So I believe the power of the Lord is present in this room today. Sister Maggie, are you there? I want you to pray for Amir. Sister Maggie, are you there? Unmute your mic. Pray for Amir. Healing. He's got his Achilles. That's broken. Look at the prayer request in the chat room there and pray. And let's believe the Lord together. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity to magnify your name again. Father, thank you for your word that you have spoken. You sent your word and your word healed the people. We bless you, Lord. We worship you because your word says nothing shall be impossible to him that believeth. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bring before you Amir
that is said to be having this Achilles problem, this longing or, yeah, I can't see the request, but whatever it is, thou seest it, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word that you have given us power over all the powers of the enemy. Lord, whatever is happening, we believe there is a force responsible. And there is a bigger force, the force of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the force that performeth miracles. Father, in the name of Jesus, we superimpose the force of the Holy Ghost over whatever force is working on those tendons in the mighty name of Jesus. As you have spoken, Lord, you have given us in Matthew chapter 10 verse 1, power against unclean spirits, power to cast them out, to stop their actions, to drive them out, and to heal all manner of sickness. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the authority of this word. And we command, we bind whatever spirit, whatever influence that is responsible for this tendon elongation or stretching or whatever it is happening there. We command it to get out now in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive the touch of God. We lay our hands upon you. The Lord has authorized us. We will lay our hands upon the sick and they will recover. We lay our hands upon you wherever you are now, those tendons, and we command your recovery right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the miraculous step in to your situation. Let testimony break out in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because it is done. We have spoken. You have given us the authority. We have used it in your name. Therefore, we know Amir is delivered. He is set free. And he will testify in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you glory. Thank you for hearing us, Lord. For we have prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. You know, knows, even if we don't understand the prayers too much, the Lord knows, because we've already prayed in the spirit for him. And just rejoice, Samantha, it is well with your son. You do whatever you need to do and it shall be well. And we want to hear the testimony someday by the grace of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm checking to see if there are any additional, let me see, prayer points in the room. Okay. Now, what about those who are on stage? Maybe because you're on stage, you didn't write it down. If there's any prayer points on stage, if you're already here, tell us and the saints will pray together. You know, and there's one more thing I would do before we close the room. But, you know, we're going to... There are other prayer requests. Okay, I didn't see them. Can somebody read them out? Oh, whose is it?
Well, I put a prayer request up there. I will quickly summarize it.
Okay.
Two things that I'm asking for this morning. We were taught this morning about how we could be so oppressed that we cannot serve God. I'm just trusting God for a new job so that I wouldn't have to work on the weekends. I won't have to be on call. Just busy, busy, busy. I'm trusting God for a job that would give me time to do the things I need to do. Also, we put our business on pause because of so many challenges and just troubles that we're facing. I'm just asking God, we've prayed, and I'm just asking that this room will pray for us for wisdom on what to do. Do we shut it down completely or do we remodel it and reopen? We need the hand of the Lord on that. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. I see it now. I see your request now. Yes. And that goes directly to this room today. You know, the enemy, he has plans, you know, of how to burden us down with jobs and things that are not convenient for our spiritual lives, you know, but God will make a way. Hallelujah. There is a shift.
That's the word that the Lord gave me for this room today. It's a shift that's coming. There is a four carpenter anointings that the Lord has sent to break all those oppressive spirits, to break the bands of wickedness, to break the heavy burdens, to break the oppressing spirits, to break numerous yokes. God has sent those anointings here this morning. I'm going to take this prayer point directly. I want to pray for you, Sister Buki, Sister Julia. God bless you this morning. Thank you for listening in, and thank you for taking the word of God in, you know. So, Lord, I pray for your daughter and her husband. Lord, thank you because, you know, you said, Lord, what to do with our business. We paused it for the moment. You know, I was there when you were celebrating the opening of that business. We came over there to pray. And now the devil and so many other things going on. And you're asking for wisdom. So I want to pray the God of all wisdom to give you wisdom. Yes. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. And you've asked this morning. And may the Lord give you the wisdom of what to do. Hallelujah. Because the blessing of the Lord, he maketh rich. And he added no sorrow to it. I mean, that job was supposed to be a blessing. It was supposed to make you rich. It was not supposed to add sorrow to it. But it turned out that, you know, it didn't quite work out that way initially. Proverbs 10 and 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it. And Father, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that God will give the wisdom for them to do. But I believe that a restoration is coming. You know, I don't believe that, you know, business is to die. I believe that it is sleeping and God's going to wake it up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you'll be ready. You'll be ready when he wakes it up. You'll be ready. You'll be well equipped. I believe with all my heart that business will not die. Glory to God. God will raise it up. Job chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. He says, look, when a tree is cut down, and when your business is cut down such as this, he said, there is hope that it will sprout again. Glory to God. And the tender branches thereof will not cease. Even though the root thereof wax old in the earth, it looks like the stalk is dying, yet through the scent of water, glory to God, hallelujah. The scent of water coming through the release in this room today. There is a shift. It's coming. God, you know, God is positioning you in a place that will happen and you will be ready. Hallelujah. And God will give you, you know, even these other opportunities that you are looking for. Yes, God has a way that he will do it. He will give you. Bible says it is vain. It is vain for you to wake up early, to stay up late, to work all these jobs and so forth, and not even have time for anything. Psalm 127 verse 2, we read that today. But the Lord will give you that job that will fit the schedule that God wants for you. And you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to revive your business as well. You know, God will even give you the grace to find the right persons, you know, that you can put on those jobs and reap the benefits in the name of Jesus. Lord said in Isaiah 62, I will no more give your corn for your enemies, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have labored for it shall eat it. They that have gathered it, they shall also drink it in the courts of my holiness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I speak restoration in the name of Jesus. Restoration. Jesus said, well, he's not dead. He's only sleeping. Glory to God. Even though he looked dead. Hallelujah. In the book of Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, the Bible says that God that caused those things that appear dead, bring them back to life. God caused things out of nothing and he raises the dead. God never buried the dead. He always raised the dead. Glory to God. God who raises the dead and causes those things that are not as though, you know, they already are. I pray, Lord, a resurrection, a reviving of that business. I pray the grace of God to give you favor. Remember the message of favor. Favor is coming your way. God is going to give you favor in two dimensions. Favor before God and favor before man.
And God will give you the right job, the right job in the name of Jesus. Many, many opportunities may arise, but God will even give you wisdom to pick and choose. Glory to God. He said, look, I will give you a voice behind your ear to hear when you're about to turn to the left or to the right. You make the right choice. God will be right there with you. Psalm 32 and verse 8 says, the Lord will guide you with his eye. The eye of the eagle, he will guide you. Yes, he will lead you in the path that you should go. And I will guide you with my eye, saith the Lord. So these prayer points that you have brought up today, the wisdom of what to do with your business, God will make it plain. Hallelujah. There'll be no doubt. He will make it plain in Jesus' name. But the Lord gave you that for a blessing. Prayers were prayed over it. The saints were there to support you. The enemy arose to eat it, to tear it down, and all many kinds of things and over much stress. But God will give you wisdom how to deal with it. And if it be his will, you know, at the right time, he will restore. Hallelujah. He will restore even the years which the cankerworm has eaten, the palmerworm, the locust, and the caterpillar. And he will give you rest. The most important thing is he will give you rest, peace and rest by all means. And this new job that you have applied for a few, you said, God will guide you. He will lead you and he will give you favor, favor in the name of Jesus. And he will make it plain which job will come your way that will give you time. Yes, we are at the last days. We need time to do things. You know, we need time to flourish in the courts of our God. So God will do it for you in the name of Jesus. And I want to say to every one of you coming, waking up early, Stabuki, you are one of them. You started waking up early now, which you never used to do, and come into these rooms and so forth like that. God will redeem that time for you. Amen.
Amen.
He will redeem that time. I was telling a brother yesterday when we were in the church for the night of worship. And he said, look, I got to go. I got an exam. I got this. I got that. And I said, look, the Lord will redeem that time. And he said, yeah, it's happened many times. You know, when you spend a couple of hours in his presence, God will take things that you should spend 4 hours on and he will give you inspiration. You do it in 30 minutes. My goodness. He will just redeem that time for you. He's called the Redeemer. He will redeem that time. You put something in the hands of the Lord. You give him 2 loaves and 5 fishes and look what he can do with it. You give him a couple of hours this morning and see what God will do for you. Each morning as you come on in here, you know, it's not in vain. The Lord will restore it back to you many, many fold. He will restore that, you know, he will restore that which the enemy has taken. He will restore. And thank God for steps of wisdom. Sometimes when we are overwhelmed, we need to take a step back. You did take a step back, but it's not over yet. Hallelujah. It is not over. When God is in it, it is never over. Hallelujah. God has something. He will pull something out. He's got the ace card. You know, he's got the ace card somewhere and he's going to pull it out. And it's not over yet. It is not over yet. In the name of Jesus. That's a word of the Lord for you today, even concerning your business. It's not over yet. There is hope of a tree, though it be cut down, yet that it will spring up again. The tender branches of it will spring up again. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, Sister Buki. And church says, amen.
Amen.
Let the people say, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. We'll hear the testimonies. Amen. Let me see. Are there any other requests in the chat room before we go to people on the stage? Did I miss anything else? Let's see. All right. I think my wife said, please pray for the total salvation and deliverance for our family members. That's a good prayer. That is a good prayer, you know. And most of our kids are, you know, believers. You know, some of them are even in the ministry. They're doing great things and so forth. But we still got some younger ones, maybe grandchildren and so forth, that are still struggling, you know. And I'm sure some of you have people like that in your families. But we are trusting God that they will come from the land of the enemy
You know, we read that before, I think the other day, Jeremiah 31, verses 16 and 17. And this is the scripture I want to give to my wife this morning to encourage her that the Lord already promised it, you know, that look, your walk over this, you know, and I know there are times when she labored, try to get these, you know, these young ones to come to, you know, prayer meetings, come to youth meetings online, on the ground, everywhere, you know, and even take them for, you know, conference and this and that and so on, you know. The Lord has seen all those things, and He is going to do a marvelous thing. A marvelous thing is what the Lord is going to do. Glory to God. And the promise is unto you and to your children, He said. You know, as many as the Lord our God shall call. You know, this is the promise that I want to leave with you this morning. I'm going to use that to pray, you know. I'm going to pray for, I'm going to ask somebody in a minute to take this prayer, you know, and it's not only for our family, it's for everybody's families here too. I mean, there's a loved one, you have a loved one in your family that's not yet saved. We all do, you know, and it may be children, maybe grandchildren, maybe extended family, maybe somebody the Lord puts in your heart, you know, but here's what the Lord says in Jeremiah 31 and verse 16, thus saith the Lord. You know, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work, and I put in parentheses, and thy labor over these children shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy. That's a point blank promise. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. And children includes grandchildren. You know, God never used the word grandchildren in the Bible. Everybody was children. Even Jacob claimed the children of Joseph. He said, you know, Manasseh and Ephraim, they're mine, you know, and all that. You know, so they're all called children, whether children, grandchildren, even great grandchildren, they're all called children. You know, so they will come again to their own border. Praise the Lord. You know, God will do that. Hallelujah. We all have, you know, these prayer needs. We can all trust the Lord together. Sister Pearl, are you there? Are you still with us, Pearl?
I am.
Can you pray? Pray this prayer point. Lady Ebon is praying for full salvation of our families. I know she's referring to maybe people in our family, but it goes to all of us too. You know, we all have somebody, maybe even some of the kids, maybe you yourself even have, you know, kids that need to come to the Lord. So let's take this prayer point and let's use this promise in Jeremiah 31, verses 16 and 17. Let's pray for our children, pray for our families, salvation. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you right now for this ministration this morning. We just give you all the glory and all the praise. We thank you for hearing all of our requests this morning. We come right now specifically for the request of Lady Evan, the burdens in her heart regarding her family and many of us with our own family members, that they would truly come to know you in spirit and in truth, O God. Heavenly Father, as you've promised before, the children will return. You said, train up a child in the way that they should go, and they will not depart from it in the end. Heavenly Father, we just decree right now that her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, for generations will not depart from your way in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what, even if they stray, they will return in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that all their labors will not be in vain, O God. Heavenly Father, we just pray that all of the seeds that have been planted and watered, that they will eventually come to harvest in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you take the scales off of the eyes of our family members that cannot see right now, cannot hear, and that you soften their hearts and make them more pliable to your word, O God. Heavenly Father, remind them of the times when you've saved them, when you've provided for them, that the miracles you've done in their lives, oh God. Heavenly Father, any spirit in their, any voice or spirit in their hearts that are telling them that they are unworthy, that they're unworthy, we pray that you cast them down in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Heavenly Father, remind them of who they are and who you've made them to be, oh God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you touch our family members, their hurts, their brokenness, their shame, oh God. Heavenly Father, just let them know how much you love them and that you encamp your holy angels around them. Heavenly Father, we pray that you cast down the spirit of unworthiness in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that is keeping them from returning to you, O God, we pray that you cast them down and help them to return to you, to hearken unto your voice, O God. Heavenly Father, we just pray, God, that you put people, even if it's not from us, our direct family members, you put people around them to water the seeds that have been planted, oh God, and that they all come back, that they return to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just, as hear our cries, oh God, hear our pleas, oh God. Heavenly Father, we know that you will hear our prayers, and we just give you all the glory. That when they turn back, we'll all rejoice. All of heaven will rejoice for the works that you've done. And we'll all be able to give the testimonies of our family members who strayed, but you brought them back. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that heart of prayer. Amen. And everybody says, Amen. Amen. There's a prayer request from Kemisola. There's a prayer request from Kemisola. Kemisola, thank you for your patience. Let me find it here. I think you said something about, you want to align yourself with the will of God, and God is impressing on your heart that you need to change location, but you need to finish where you are. I saw it a while ago, and I'm trying to scroll to find it again.
This is my prayer request, is to be aligned to God's will for my life now. It says, I'll soon change location, and before I move, I must complete my assignment here. Amen.
So go ahead, Oni, and take that prayer for Kemisola.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you again for this time of prayer. Thank you for this room, O Lord. And thank you, Lord, for this company, O Lord, that are hearing and agreeing with this prayer. As we pray it, oh Lord, thank you for this request from your daughter, Kemisola, Lord, and it's your prayer request is to be aligned to your word. What a desire, oh Lord. You say we should seek your kingdom and the righteousness, and all these other things will be ordered unto us. That is your word. And Lord, even as she's seeking and aligning, and she wants to, she has the desire to align to your will for her life, Lord, we pray that you will grant her her request. And also, Lord, as you have instructed her, as you have spoken even unto her, Lord, that she will soon change location. Lord, we ask, Lord, that before she move, that you will complete her assignment where she is. Father, we ask, oh Lord, that because our prayer requests are straightforward, she is not missing words. She's clear in her decision, in her request, what she wants you to do. Lord, we ask and we pray that you will hear her, O Lord. Father, that you will complete, Lord, you will help her to complete her assignments, what you have put in her hands to do, because you are the one that makes us both to will and to do your good pleasure. Father, Lord, she is at your disposal to do your good pleasure. Father, she is asking you to help her to do your will and to complete her assignment. And Lord, all the things that you have put in her life to do, Lord, that she may align herself to your will. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in her life. Father, Lord, that she may please you, and that is her desire, that she may live a righteous life before you. Father, that is her desire. Father, we pray, Lord, that you help her to meet all the desires of her heart, O Lord, to serve you with all of her heart, with all of her mind, with all every being that she has in her. Lord, we pray that you will enable her. Father, any obstacle of the enemy to try to distort that, to stop her from doing the will of God, we remove it by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. You said the grace of God has appeared unto all men, that we should depart from iniquity, but we should live righteously and soberly in this present world. Father, we pray, Lord, that she will be able, Lord, to walk soberly and uprightly before you. Father, because you have favor to those that walk uprightly before you, we pray, Lord, that you will be with her and help her, O Lord, in all her circumstances, in whatever she's doing. Father, we pray for wisdom. We pray for understanding. We pray, Lord, for your grace, Lord, the spirit of wisdom and understanding to come upon her, knowledge and everything that she needs to move on. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you will grant her her request. Glory be to your name, Lord. We thank you ahead of time of what, because you have answered this prayer, because you've said in your word, if any of you shall agree concerning any matter, I know she's agreeing with me, and everyone in this room is agreeing with me, that this request will be granted. Yes, Lord, we pray that as we have agreed, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. As we have spoken in your ears, so shall you do unto her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering all our prayers that we have raised in this room. Glory and honor be ascribed to your name. We thank you, for Lord. We thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. This room will be closing at the top of the hour. But before we do, those who are on stage, I want you to take a 2-minute reaction. Don't take more than 2 minutes or so that everybody will have opportunity to say something before we close. Take a 2-minute reaction to the message from this morning. Just take a 2-minute reaction and just, you know, tell us how the Lord, you know, blessed you or impacted you, or you make your comments or additions or anything you want to do concerning the message this morning. I'm just going to go around the room. I'm going to start with you, Pearl. I think you were first in the room. So go ahead.
Good morning again, everyone. I just want to say that when I got on this call today, I was exhausted. I was burdened. And to be honest, I was 60% probably not going to go to church because church is far. And, you know, I'm ashamed to say that, but I've just been really, really busy this week and was out late yesterday, was falling asleep on the way home. But I just thank God because I truly got a renewal from this word, and God just opened my eyes on the wiles of the enemy, and I refuse. If it were to go to work, I would go no matter what. And now, because it's church and it's quote unquote optional, I almost opted out this morning, but I thank God for wisdom and admonition from pastor and just an understanding I must go to church. I just give glory to God, and I'm going to, you know, this word was really in line with everything that I've been praying and hoping for God in my heart. I've been praying that God would just give me margin, give me space to be able to worship and get understanding. I'm a person to where if there's too much going on, it's hard for me to hear, and I just needed time to be able to hear from the Lord. And, you know, I just thank everybody for praying along with me. I'm trusting God that I will get another position, which gives me more space. I currently have a good job, but it's not the right job. I know there's a better job for me so that I can hear from the Lord. I can put eternity first, make the main thing in my life. And then, you know, earning money can be secondary. So I'm just believing in God. I'm so grateful for this word. I am going to church today. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And listen, when you come to church today, you know, you will not be disappointed. Because, you know, I've seen the Lord, you know, I got fire in my bones, you know, part of it this morning, but I cannot wait to get to church this morning. And you will see when you get there, you know, God will release something different this morning too, as well. So, you know, whatever you do, don't miss it. Praise God. God bless you, Pearl. You're so
You're so faithful coming in here, helping me to post those scriptures. You know, I love you, girl. Thank you. God bless you.
You too, Pastor. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go to Sister Buki.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Talk about meat in due season. That's what I can call this message this morning. When I saw the title, I was wondering, four horns, four carpenters, what are we going into? But as the word came, I was just feeling it in my spirit. I'm like, this is for me. Talk about people that have been boarding down and all that. God just brought this word for me this morning. And I know he doesn't bring his word in vain. He said the word that comes out of his mouth will not return to him void, but he will accomplish the purpose for which it has been sent. This word has been sent to us, and the purpose will be accomplished in Jesus' name. I believe it with all my heart that God, you know, he brought this to liberate us, to set us free. There are many, as the word was going, the Lord was putting in my heart prayers and people, including myself, that need to receive this word, and I receive it with all my heart. And I believe that his people have been set free, and as many as we listen to the replay will be delivered as well. And the prayers that we said this morning have been answered. I believe it with all my heart, and I praise the Lord, our God, who gives us meat. He just knows the right menu to serve us, and I thank him so much this morning. I am so blessed. I know I have to work today, but I know that time is coming when we will be free. You know, the time we will call the shots. I'm thanking God for that time already in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. Yes, you will call the shots. Glory to God. My goodness. You know, and there's some scriptures, you know, that I read this morning. Just right there for you, Sister Buki. You know, just right there for you. You know, the one I read about, you know, from Leviticus that says, you know, I think it was Leviticus 26 and 13. You know, that's a powerful word, you know, that all of us you latch onto this morning. But it goes to talk to you about how God wants to set us free. And he doesn't want us to be in bondage. You know, he says, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. God doesn't want us to be, you know, overburdened with work. That's the plan of failure. Burden them with work. Put more stuff upon them. Put more things upon them so they won't have time. They're idle. They're idle. That's why they say want to go worship the Lord. Let their more work be laid in on them. Those are part of the horns. But God has put the carpenter's anointing to smash those horns. You know, and they said, the Lord said, I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. You know, you don't need to be overbent down with all these labels anymore. God will make you go upright. There's a shift coming, Sister Buki. There's a shift coming. Amen. You know, just hang in there, tarry. Even though it tarries, it will not tarry long. Wait, it will not tarry long. It is coming. It's just around the corner in Jesus' name. As a matter of fact, I think I've got a room coming up. I don't know if it's tomorrow. Let me see. There's a room that I set up that says it's just around the corner. Maybe it's tomorrow. I don't know. But there's something you want to, you know, be here for that one as well. So the Lord, you know, the Lord is good. You know, it's just around the corner. Just around the corner. I think this prayer fire room tomorrow is going to be, you know, I think that's going to be the topic, I think. You know, I think I already scheduled it, so check it out. It's there. It's just around the corner. It's coming. Thank you so much for sharing that. God bless you, for being there. All right. Well, let's go to Sister Maggie. Please take just about 2 minutes or so. Share your, perspective, your thoughts, your comments, your, feedback. And, you know, for the room, this morning, your reaction.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wow. It's been a great, great visitation of deity to me this morning. In fact, I don't know where to start because I walked till
3 a.m. last night. And I was so tired, I wanted to just jump in my bed. And then I said, if I jump in this bed, I will not be able to get up. And before I saw the time, it was after 4. I said, well, let me just keep on and see what the Lord has for me. And the Lord surprised me. I blessed the Lord so much that he kept me awake from yesterday to now. So it just looked to me like I was in a night vigil. And I blessed the Lord for what the Lord did. Yeah, when we went to the prayer meeting this morning, I don't know, the Lord filled my heart with a kind of joy and rejoicing. The Lord led me to Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12. And the moment I read that, a kind of perfume of joy and rejoicing just filled my heart. And I was bubbling and I was overwhelmed with the presence of the Lord. And it was to me like Jesus is passing this way today. Hallelujah. And I've seen him pass through my way. The Lord has given me jubilee. As the pastor was talking, it was just Leviticus chapter 25 and 26 that was laid out before me, that this is my time of jubilee. It is my time of rest. I take back all that the devil has stolen. It is my time of freedom. Today is my day of release. For me, my family, my husband, release has come. Jubilee has come. Hallelujah. And that settles it. God said it. I receive it. And that settles it. Glory be to God. God bless you. I yield my mind.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow. My goodness. You've been awake this whole time. Yeah. I used to do that, Sister Maggie. I could stay up for 2-3 nights. My wife knows it. You know, there are times when I would be up, you know, all day long. You know, I would go, there were some weekends I would be at work, you know, some issues, technology issues. I walk throughout the weekend, 2-3 days in a row. And then I would go up early in the morning and then I had to go and preach at church. I mean, it'd be like, my goodness, all 3 days like that, just going. But, you know, there's this thing, this commercial they show, you know, this Energizer Bunny. It always keeps, just keep going. just keep going. The Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. But the Lord will keep rest. You know, all of these tactics of the enemy to come against you with this and that, sickness, family, all that stuff, laden them with more burden so they won't have time. No, there is a shift coming. Hallelujah. You know, enough is enough already. So God is bringing a shift. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to Sister Dana, your reaction. Just take about two minutes, please, because we're trying to wrap this room up. We got to go to church in a bit. You know, just take about 2 minutes, your reaction to the room. Then I'll come to Sister Lola, and then at the end, my wife will wrap it up. Sister Dana, your reaction to the room. Glory to God.
Greetings, everyone. Sorry, I disappeared as well. My battery died for a bit, but it's been such a wonderful room. It was very timely, very timely. The moment I heard about one of the strategies of the enemy laying you down with burdens, you know, and I've observed how that's something that's tried to keep happening, but the Lord has been reminding me to set boundaries and to come to him for what I'm supposed to take on and what I'm not supposed to take on. And this has been a confirmation of that, because, you know, the Lord wants me to do his will in his way and not have anyone else impose what they feel that I should do. And it again brings me again back to Acts 5:29, where Peter and the apostles say, we obey God and not man. And that is what is really resonated, that, you know, when we press in to the Holy Spirit, when we press in to follow the direction of the Lord, and we press in to understand the strategies, and we have an ear to hear, you know, this doesn't fall on dull ears, that God's ministers, God's prophets will be the mouthpieces to speak the strategies and to really in the timely manner when it's needed as well. And for them, for us to press in with the partnership of the Holy Spirit to apply these things to our life and to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and to surrender. So yeah, it's been powerful, and I will listen to the replay because I missed about 50 minutes. But it's been a blessing. And again, I thank you and your wife for being vessels of the Holy Spirit to be used mightily in this way. So God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Dana, and thank you for being here. I mean, since we opened this room, you have been coming just about every morning, you know, and you always have something to share, adding value to the room and to the experience, overall experience in the room. Thank you so much for everyone that's been coming to this room and adding value. You know, some people come up, they add value that way. Some people are in the listening lounge, they add value that way. Sister Grace, always come into our rooms. You know, I don't think there's any room that I open that Sister Grace is not there. You know, and she adds value, post scriptures, you know, in the hallway, I mean, our chat room. So thank you so much for all of that, everyone. We really appreciate you. Sister Lola, I'm not sure at what point you came into the room, but you might have missed some of it. The replays are there for you, of course, to listen to the full room later on. And we had an amazing worship room at the beginning too. You know, I think that was also on, that was also captured in the recording. And we had an amazing time of worship. I think almost 30 minutes. You know, when we started, it was just amazing. So, Sister Lola, good to see you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Tell us something. Okay.
Good morning, Pastor Yato. Good morning, Momi Abun, and everybody on stage. I was actually in, I came in the morning during the worship session. I was there for a little bit, but then I had to jump off and I came back in. So I did, I think, miss most of it, but the moment I walked in, was I like exactly what you said was just confirmation of this season that I'm in. And just what you've been saying now just gives me the gist of everything that at least, you know, I've been kind of going through just about the time. And I just wanted to, I mean, I prayed right before I came back in right now, because after I was in earlier, you know, worshiping, I fell back asleep. I had a strange dream. So I woke up and I prayed and I came. As soon as I walked in, you talked about how God is shifting us to give us the time that we need, you know, to do his will and moving us. And literally, that's the exact season that I'm in right now. And in this season, you know, I've been dealing, the enemy has really been sending the spirit of intimidation, the spirit of confusion, and the spirit of fear to kind of keep me in prison from where I am, because where I'm going is to make a bold move, a huge shift in my career, not even career, but to basically cut off what I'm doing, you know, in my job now to actually have time. It's going to free up a lot of my time. And I've been battling this like intimidation. And so I just wanted to say, you know, I'm going to listen to the replay, but I feel like when I walked in, God just confirmed what he's been telling me. And God has been consistent in saying just the same thing. And it's just that I have to keep literally fighting spiritually to just keep moving no matter what the enemy throws at me, and keep, you know, binding and casting all those spirits that try to hold me down, because I'm literally shifting. God has moved me physically and, you know, from where I live, moving me from the job, moving me in so many ways to literally just free up all of my time so I can do everything that he's already placed in my heart to do. So I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for this room. Very powerful. I'll listen to the replay, but I do know that this season, especially this month, is a shifting period for so many of the saints. And I can definitely say that I'm in the middle of that right now. So God bless everyone.
And amen. Thank you, Sister Lola. And Sister Pearl, can you post that my scripture again for me? Genesis 8 and verse 5. This was our theme scripture this month, you know. And this is, you know, we started this prayer room October 1 this month. You know, I'm not someone to get, my wife knows it. Don't wake me up at 3 o'clock or that kind of stuff. You know, I'll get up at 5,
But don't even wake me up at 4:30. You know, so, I don't, you know, I'm not going to deal with that because, you know, I usually stay up late. You know, I can go to 11, 12, 1 a.m., whatever. You know, but once I go to bed, don't wake me up. Just leave me alone. You know, but, you know, this month, beginning this month, and when God brought me this scripture, when he would, you know, inspire me that it was time. And that's how God does his thing. God will say it's time, you know. And when he says it's time, you know, he also gave me, you know, Psalm 110 verse 3. He said, look, in the day of thy power, thy people will be willing. So I started to pray. I said, Lord, I am willing. Make me willing. It's kind of like the man. I said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. I started to pray. I said, Lord, I am willing. Make me willing. I am willing. Make me willing. And the next thing I know, you know, it's a struggle at first. You know, I mean, we've been here almost 2 weeks now. You know, even a little over 2 weeks. Every morning we've been doing it, and it's been powerful. It's been amazing. And we're going to, by the grace of God, we'll continue to do it. I posted, indeed, I had already scheduled tomorrow's Zoom, by the grace of God. I posted the link on the top of this room. Yes, it's going to be a powerful one. It's just around the corner. If that's for you, then be here to hear it. You know, there'll be another prophetic release. You know, and I, you know, I'm walking in the prophetic more and more this year. We released that word in our local service here at the early start of this year. This whole year, you know, we should not just be looking for a prophetic word here or there, but we should be walking in the prophetic, you know, just walking in the prophetic. God talking to you, you're listening to God, you're being obedience all the time. And so on and so forth, you know. So, you know, it's been an amazing room. I'm going to turn it over to my wife for her comments, and that will be the last before we close the room today. Go ahead, hon.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I am so blessed, and I want to greet everyone in the room in the name of the Lord. Thank God for people of like-minded. You know, God is calling, and we are listening, we are answering the call. So thank you all for coming. And I will say, you know, I've been in the service of the Lord, you know, for a quite number of years now. That you know, that the Lord actually told me that he has hired me to work for him, period. That means whatever he tells me, I do. And that's what I've been doing. Whatever it tells me, I just do it. Sometimes it could tell me, go make a meal and give to this person, and that's what I'll do. I just make the meal. I'll be busy. My husband, what are you doing? I'm making a meal. I'm taking it to this person. And that's what the Lord has freed me up to do. And some time ago, I started looking for a job. I said, maybe I need to make some extra money, you know, just to go out and do some substitute teaching or something. And I went in, and my husband looked at me and said, "You started again, okay?" He said, "Why do you bother yourself? I know you're not going to do this job. You're going to go, and the next thing you know, you're going to call them. You're not coming again." So I went in, you know, did the apply for the job and everything, and later on, I said, you know what? Nah, I don't think the Lord wants me to do. And the Lord told me, haven't I told you that I hired you, that you are my workman, and you do whatever I put in your hands to do? And aren't you busy enough? I said, yeah, Lord, I'm busy. I'm busy enough. So I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm not going to look for any more jobs. I'm retired. I'm 67, whatever I'm looking for. So I just have to sit back and just do God's work without, you know, don't worry about needs or anything. Don't worry about money. Just do it. So, and that's what the Lord has put in my heart to do, to just, you know, do his bidding, to do his work and to follow him. So I'm like double duty doing, you know, like this prayer room that I have. I also have a prayer room in the morning that I've started. And it was the Lord that started it indeed, because even when I'm not there, the people are ready to start the room without me. That is how this thing has started. And it's like one time I didn't go, and
they were calling me, what happened? What happened? So I said, okay, let me get people to start the room first. So I showed them how I authorize the two people to start the room when I'm not there. So, and that's what's been going on. And the Lord took over that room completely. It's a 15 minutes prayer room. And if I'm not there, it's going on, whether I'm there or not. So that tells you that it's not even me that started the room. It was the Lord that did it. And so to the glory of God, and that has been the story of me in this clubhouse. So, and I thank God because sometimes my husband would say, what are you doing in the middle of the night? I see you. And I say, well, I'm up to pray. I'm doing something. And it's, so not to disturb him, I had to go to his, we have so many empty rooms in this house. So I have his room that I just go excuse myself to so that I don't disturb his sleeping. I just do my prayer there. And we say, what do you do in the middle of the night? Why do you just sleep? But I do sleep in the afternoon a lot. So that's make up for. And that would not even let me work, because if I keep sleeping down in the day, how can I work in the not stay up in the night? So the Lord just work out my schedule. My schedule is with him. I don't even own my own schedule. So I just thank God for the way he's leading us in this time. The Lord is actually also, impressing in my heart for a more time of consecration with him. And that's my prayer, that the Lord will guide and help me to make a final, because the word of God says, examine yourself. We need to examine ourselves. Even though when we think we're doing the right thing, we still need to examine ourselves. So we never learn too much. We never get to the point where we don't need to examine ourselves. So I'm going to take some time. I want to pray that the Lord will give me the time, allow me to give me the opportunity to consecrate myself, examine myself, and change direction or do something that is beneficial to him, because he is the one I'm serving. I'm not serving any man. So that's my own prayer request for myself, that the Lord will guide and lead in the direction that he wants me to go. And I pray the same for every one of us in this room, that the Lord is our guardian, is our teacher, is the one that will guide us. The Holy Spirit will guide us which way to go. Amen. Let us pray. Should I pray or should I wait for your comments or something?
Hold on. I will actually close the room.
Okay.
I want to say one or two things real quickly. Yes, the Lord helped my wife. She retired some years ago. But she's here and there, this prayer room, that prayer room, wailing women, this and that, children's ministry and all of that stuff. And it's just, God has freed her up to do that. And so sometimes, she tried to go and put her neck under the entanglement again. I'm like, what are you doing? God already freed you up. People are trying to be free. But I tell you what, this last thing that she was talking about, I'm going to pray over it before we close, but I want to tell everybody we need that, and I'm trying to do it. All the great things that happened in my life when I was a young man, there was a price that we paid for it. I had to pay the price. And that's something that has been missing. I've been trying to do it over the years. My wife knows that. And that fast is fasting. when she talked about consecration, I just remember that, I'm trying to do that more often now, because people just forget, we eat all the time and so on and so forth. For me personally, looking back in my life, some of the great things I experienced when I was 19, 20, 21, 22, and so forth was because there was constant fasting. Every single week, I fasted 3 or 4 days, Wednesday night, last meal, next meal, Sunday, for over a year. And sometimes go into 7 days, 12 days, all these kind of things and so forth. And my goodness, one day I think I will write, my wife's been telling me to write a book. And I said, look, I don't know, because I'm kind of a perfectionist. That book will never be finished. So, you know, I will write it and then rewrite it and write it and rewrite it. You know, so I said, look, but incredible things. Well, there was a price that was paid. You know, so let us also be careful. You know, surfeiting and drinking, people can even miss the rapture from that. Because Jesus said, look, take heed lest your hearts be charged with surfeiting and drunkenness, and that day come upon you unawares. You know, that's a message for all of our American believers. Because in this country, you know, maybe perhaps because of the, you know, the plenty that we have. You know, well, Jesus said, well, there was a time when they didn't fast because the bridegroom was with them. Well, the days will come when they will fast. Well, maybe in America, we haven't fasted because the bread basket is so full, you know, and everything. Maybe someday, you know. And, you know, so, and you know, sometimes I say, look, you know, you got to put this body under. You just got to do it. You got to do it. You know, so I'm trying to do that more, you know, and just trusting the Lord, you know, that, you know, it will help us to do that. There are some things that cannot go out except by prayer and fasting. You know, that's just it. Jesus said it, that himself, you know. And when we do that, it actually provides, you know, an opportunity for the flesh to be put under more so that the spirit can come on top. I like to call it living in the bubble. You know, you got to shrink that flesh. You know, when you take some time out to fast and so forth, you don't even have the energy to argue and do all those things, other things. You know, shrink that flesh. Shrink the flesh. Shrink the flesh. Shrink the flesh. Let the spirit come on top. So it's been an amazing room. Thank you so much, everyone. We have a lot of things going on today yet, so I got to hurry along and get out of this place and go get ready and go to our local church service here. You know, and I'm trusting that everybody else will have a great day. Sister Dana, I know that you are already way past us. It's about 3:18 p.m. in the afternoon already in the UK, where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But our own day is just getting started. It's only 7:19 now here a.m. So we got to hurry up and get on to the service. And where everybody is today, if you are yet to go in fellowship and if you've already had your fellowship elsewhere or maybe online fellowship is what you do, whatever. Enjoy the presence of the Lord. We will be back by the grace of God tomorrow morning, 7:15 a.m. Pacific, no, sorry, Eastern time, 7:15, but 4:15 Pacific time. We'll be back in this room, another powerful room. I posted the link. We'll open it shortly before 4:15. We'll start some worship, and I believe it's going to be amazing. Pray for us, you know, that God will give us the grace. Continue to do. And thank you, everyone that's been here, always supporting, adding value to the room. You know, I just can't thank you enough for all of you that are here. You add tremendous value, you know, to the room. We are body ministry, and every word you share when you are here, every scripture you post, every prayer you pray, you know, part of worship that you do with us or whatever, you know, it's all part of the body ministry. So thank you all so very much. Father, we thank you for this room. It's been an amazing room today. We're going on to the rest of the day. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8, he said this, and I'm leaving these parting words with you today, everybody. He said, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, and be not dismayed. So the Lord will be with you, you know, every one of you, Sister Pearl, that study that looks so daunting right now. Don't be amazed. Don't be afraid. He'll be with you. Don't be dismayed. You know, all decisions you need to make, Sister Julia and all of you, you know, and choices and everything. Everybody that's prayed, you know, in this room that's been prayed for, everything, you know, prayer requests for the son with the broken, you know, Achilles and everything. Everything that we've prayed today, you know, people have prayed, you know, look, I want to pray, Kemisola, I want to pray that the Lord will, you know, lead me, you know, there's a shift coming in my life, but I got to finish this thing here. You know, all of that, the Lord will do it. Don't be afraid. Every prayer that we pray today, he has heard. And because we know he heard us, we are sure that we have the requests that we ask of him. So God bless everybody. Go in the strength of the Lord. Enjoy your day and come back and visit us tomorrow morning again. at the same time, and enjoy. The Lord bless you and be with you all. This room will now close in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Maggie, also for joining. You've always added value to our rooms. And even though you were tired today, you are in the prayer room and also here. The Lord bless you. There's a shift coming for you too, in particular. Praise God. God bless you all. Closing the room now. Have a great day.